know what the great part of towards the end of the show is?
The food comes out?
Yeah, the food comes out. It, man, I mean, we got cinnamon buns. We just had, I guess you call it stuffing, turkey, tater salad, and turn them into waffles with a cranberry glaze over the top. And Chef Eric, you have once again proven the creativity of your, the great creativity of your mind in the shopping aisles of the local grocery store.
Okay.
I mean, you are amazing at it. So let's start with you, since you started. Tell us a little bit about what this massive thing is in front of you.
This is called garbage bread, and you can see recipes for it online. This is my version of it. It's basically pizza dough that we rolled out into a rectangle, covered with about 4 cups of cheese. We used a sharp cheddar and a white cheddar, and then covered that with tater tots that we crunched up, spread out, and topped that with a mixture of bacon that we rendered and sage sausage. And then we topped that with some quarters of hard-boiled eggs or medium-boiled eggs at one end of it, rolled the whole thing up like a big jelly roll, coated it with an egg wash, and then baked it on the egg for about 45 minutes.
And we're not talking about something that takes hours to prepare.
No.
It's very, very simple.
Done in an hour, basically.
Yeah, 15 minutes of actual work time,
yeah,
and 45 of cooking.
You could probably get the whole thing ready the night before and put it in an airtight...
But without the wash. Don't put the wash on it.
No, don't put the wash on it. But and then next morning, let it come to temperature. Let it come to room temperature.
If you'd like to see what it looks like, go to tripdubchefandafatman.com, and you will see pictures of it. We're also going to be posting on Facebook, Chef and the Fat Man at Facebook. And once again, now, you could actually, because the filling is kind of, you could put turkey in there. You could put stuffing in there. You could put, you know, leftovers from the table, mashed taters. You could put that all in there and still do the same thing.
Yeah, to me, this is breakfast stuff. And, yeah, and breakfast, I think you always have your breakfast ingredients. You don't want to double dip on the turkey quite yet. I mean, the Cowboys still have to come on and play. So
yeah, well, this year you can have something to be proud of.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Finally.
Yes. Yes.
It's been a long, long winter. But
I truly understand. But this is one of those recipes. It's very, very simple, very, very easy. Now, your second recipe, kind of closer to your Argentinian roots, in as much as you're using tortillas, you're using chorizo, which I probably don't use a lot of chorizo in Argentina because you said that's peasant food.
No.
And I don't
Argentine chorizo is actually a totally different type of sausage. It's more like an Italian sausage.
Oh, that's right. You said superior.
It's different. I said it's totally different. I didn't say superior.
See?
You're just trying to foment hate and discontent.
Absolutely. It's the holiday season.
So these are little cups made of tortillas that are pushed into a pan coat sprayed muffin tin, large muffin tins. And we sort of pushed one quarter or one fourth of these little squares. They're like wonton size in there. And then cut that in half and build up some edges around the side so that the cheese would all get held in. And in that, we put our shredded turkey or chicken, chorizo, real sweet, Peruvian sweet onion right now, and a little bit of bacon fat, and mix that all together. Added some Hatch chilies again, and then topped it with cranberry sauce, brie, and a little bit of Italian three cheese blend.
Man, and once again, this is great for lunch, dinner, or if you're entertaining. I know you'll have bowl games starting, and you have a party, unless you're Notre Dame, which you probably aren't going to be there this year for the first time in I don't know how many years, but I'm not bitter. And you can look at these and have these as a great, you know, something you can throw on the egg at the last moment, pull these things out. You can make them the day before and really have something quick, easy. And during the holidays, some of the best stuff I've ever seen is the stuff that's easy. Chef Francine, how about you? You just took out Those beautiful, they look like cinnamon rolls, but they're not.
There actually are cinnamon rolls, but they're stuffed cinnamon rolls. Yeah. High stuffed cinnamon rolls.
High stuffed cinnamon rolls.
High stuffed cinnamon rolls. Are you happy now?
And I'll be happier in a second.
Which one do you want?
Which one do you think's best?
Well, I like them both, but this is...
I like this one. Everybody want to come up and pick their own, because if you think we're going to serve you two, you're crazy.
The egg and then that's the cream cheese and the sweet tater.
This ain't the Food Network, all right? This is radio. You gotta walk up here and grab your own stuff. Come on now.
But now I took the leftover sweet tater pie and mixed it with, put some cream cheese on there, some sweet tater pie, rolled it up in some yeast dough, added some cinnamon, a little bit of brown sugar, put it on the egg, let them bake till they puffed up.
Oh, my.
Then I glazed them with a little Maker's Mark.
This is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. This is truly a stuffed cinnamon roll. I didn't think it could be done.
You like that?
Oh.
Well, see, here's the thing. Most of my stuff comes to me just playing around. And I was actually, I've watched the things on TV about Patti LaBelle's pie, and I have yet to taste it. I said, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy one of the Patti LaBelle pies, and I'm going to stuff cinnamon rolls with it. Well, I get halfway down here and realize that I left the Patti LaBelle pie at the house.
Oops, an accident.
So I had to stop at one of my favorite grocery stores and get a pie. So that's what I did.
I mean, this is absolutely amazing.
You like that? Mm-hmm. It's different, ain't it?
See, I like the familiarity of the cinnamon roll, but the excitement of the stuff.
Yeah, this is the sweet tater and cream cheese. But that's pecan pie. She's a pecan pie girl. But it's one of those things you can make it up ahead of time, and you just use regular basic bread dough. Make it up, put it in the baking pan, cover it with cellophane, leave it in the refrigerator overnight. When you get up the next morning, because you have to get up before everybody else does, so you get up, put it in the oven, and when they get up, breakfast is made. And you don't have to stand over the stove all morning and cook for people because you just cooked all day.
This is the most amazing cinnamon roll I've ever had that's stuffed. I've never had a stuffed cinnamon roll. This gives you the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. The Big Green Egg crew is coming in and loading up because they've been loading out all afternoon. So what else did you do today, Chef?
Well, then I took pizza dough and I stuffed the pizza dough with the leftover dressing, tater salad, and turkey mixture, rolled it up, and made stuffed waffles and topped it with a cranberry reduction. And the other I have on the egg, and I took the pizza dough, filled it full of the stuffing mixture, rolled it up, cut it up, put it on the egg, and it's cooking now. So we'll have stuffed pizza pockets. So I'm all about stuffing things. I like stuffed in things. I like the surprise element of they bite into something and pow, there's something different.
Real quickly, we had a gentleman stop by here. His name is Eric. Eric, tell us a little bit about what you did. We tried it. It's great. It's unique.
Yeah, it's called Butt Dust. And with all the stuff, I'm from Detroit, born and raised. So I came here about 9 years ago, and I asked for, like you said earlier, barbecue. And in the north, when you ask for barbecue, you get something with bones in it.
Yeah.
And everything here was, no. No, that's not barbecue. So people start talking about pulled pork. Hadn't dealt with a lot of that either. So I sat down and realized that you use pork butt or Boston butt roast. So, a friend of mine last year said, why don't you start cooking this stuff? Because I've been giving it to friends for years. So I came up with butt dust, man. So I came up with my original butt dust, which our chef said earlier, sweet and savory. Mm-hmm. It was a replacement for barbecue sauce because my parents just, acid reflux and stuff like that. But people told me it didn't have enough kick to it sometimes. So I came up with my hot butt dust. And a hot butt dust is the original butt dust with a little heat to it. And it's not one of those things that burn your mouth off. It burns your mouth off. Third one was, a lot of people in the South seem to like lemon pepper. Mm-hmm. So I said, what about a salt-free lemon pepper? Most people don't realize that lemon pepper's main ingredient when you buy it in the store is usually salt. And the fourth one, because we're at home and walking dead, is I came up with a zombie butt dust, and it's meant to wake up the taste buds in your mouth. All of these are on my website, eatsmybuttdust.com.
You fit in with this crew. I have no doubt about it. Yeah. Well, Eric, thank you so much. What a great... And, you know, Chef Eric, we're going a little long in this segment, but the thing that's absolutely amazing is that entrepreneurs are what make this country great. And we're going to make this country great again because we're opening it up for people like this to be able to come out and grow a business and be a business again. And we couldn't do it without the great, tremendous staff here at the Big Green Egg Retail Center and the Culinary Center. Chef Amanda is the head of this madhouse that is so beautiful, so wonderful, and so friendly. And Chef Eric, as always, it's great to see you in town. And we'll be seeing much more of each other during the holidays. Franny, tremendous job today. You guys knocked it out of the park, and I can tell because there's very few leftovers. And that's only because the retail crew hasn't gotten in here yet. But anyway, at this most festive time of the year, we please remind you to remember our troops and our first responders. They're the reasons we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
As we cool down the mobile kitchens, the chef and the fat man, be safe. Be careful. God bless y'all. God bless America. And God willing, we'll see you next week.